So we don't know the exact numbers that went to Korea. The official statistics were never actually released, but we do know that it was over 40,000 men, and as many as 100,000 if we include Commonwealth Service personnel. And that number included a great range of people and different types of service commission. So we've got young national servicemen to begin with. These are 19 to 21 year olds. They've been conscripted into the British military. In 1949, Britain brings back conscription, worried about the Cold War. And a lot of these young men end up in Korea. We've also got regular service personnel, so people who you know, for whom the military would have been a career. And we've got reservists as well, so people who would have served during the Second World War and then at the end of the Second World War gone back to Civvy Street, but were then called up in 1950 when the Korean War broke out. And then the final group, we've got what are known as K-Force volunteers, which are a very interesting group of people who volunteered specifically for the Korean War, who were motivated to join in that particular struggle. And then we've got support services, people like the Queen Alexandra's Royal Army Nursing Corps, the majority of whom were women. So we've got all sorts of people who end up in a military capacity in Korea. And we also know that knowledge about Korea was fairly low amongst this group of service personnel. Where it was even, who the Koreans were, and this was largely the case, apart from some of those ex-service personnel or reservists who'd come back to serve in Korea and who had been prisoners of the Japanese during the Second World War. They knew something of Korea because a lot of Koreans were used as guards in Far East prisoner of war camps. But other than that, the level of knowledge was fairly low to begin with of Korea.